This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
He's got 4 Grammy Awards under his belt, 3 Brit Awards, and he's found a home in the hearts of Australians as one of the 4 coaches on The Voice. But he is still probably best known for that song, Kiss from a Rose, which has featured in movies, TV, video games, and been covered by countless other recording artists. Seal has released a new album, Standards, and he's touring Australia next year, including headlining Bluesfest, which is very exciting. Thanks for coming on the show, Seal.
Thanks for having me.
Where did your music career start, Seal? Was it something you always wanted to do, or was there a particular turning point in your life where you went, I've just got to do this?
When I was about 23 is when I decided to make it, a career. It's always been a part of my life, I guess, but that was the turning point.
Okay, and what kind of music did you grow up listening to?
Everything. Lots of Bacharach and David, jazz standards, everything from in my teens. I listened to Hendrix, Zeppelin, Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Aretha Franklin, lots of Stevie Wonder, all of just the usual suspects. It's something I've always enjoyed about music is that I've just been able to listen to everything and love and just, appreciate great music and great songs.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. When I mentioned around the office that we were going to be speaking today, a number of people wanted to know, where does the name Seal come from?
It's a combination of what my grandparents wanted to call me and what my parents ended up, compromising.
Really?
And called. So, yeah, it's the sort of thing you got teased at school but then kind of worked out quite well when you got older.
So that was kind of, you were going by that name, like, at school even?
In primary school, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is it true that when you first wrote Kiss from a Rose that you didn't really like it that much and were going to chuck it out?
It's not that I didn't like it. I wasn't going to chuck it out, but it's amazing how these things get reinterpreted and misinterpreted. It's not that I didn't like it. I just wasn't particularly proud of it. It was done very kind of subconsciously. It was more of an exercise.
Our breakfast producer, she actually worked on The Voice just as a runner or something, and she said that you sung it at the after party, and that she said it was so good that it was like hearing it for the first time, that she loved it so much. But she was wondering, if you ever get sick of singing it, because it's everywhere you go, it's something I guess people want to hear.
No. I never get sick of singing. I mean, I I should be so lucky to have one song that is, synonymous with a lot of people's growing up and a part of their lives as well as mine. I mean, I think it's just, I sort of pinch myself every time I realize that is in fact what Kiss from a Rose is. And I just, I never get tired of singing it because it's, I'm lucky to have it.
Yeah, it's very iconic. It's a gift, I guess. So now that you've got this whole new crop of Aussie fans from The Voice, so how did the opportunity of The Voice come your way? And was it an obvious thing for you to do, or did you take a bit of persuading?
It was, yeah. They approached me, six and a half years ago, they approached me. And it wasn't an obvious thing to do, but the reason I actually took the meeting was because it had that aspect of it, which was different from all the other shows, which, of course, is the blind auditions. And I found that to be really authentic because it harkened back to the old days of the music industry where an A&R man would hear talent and then go and check it out, based on what he or she heard. Mm. I liked that aspect of it, and that's initially why I signed up for doing it.
And how involved do you get with the talent that you're coaching? Do you keep in touch with any of them? Is it that kind of relationship?
Yeah. I mean, it's no secret that I still keep in touch with contestants and artists from both seasons 1 and 2 and now 3. Because my approach to it all was always one of, if I'm coaching, essentially what I'm doing is I'm having the opportunity and this incredible opportunity to coach, to help people in their lives. Yes, their careers, but their career when you're an artist, it is your life. And so I that coaching extended beyond, you know, it's life coaching as well, so it extended beyond the show. And I've kept in and, you know, continued to keep in touch with artists who I've been fortunate enough to be a part of their lives, you know, across all three seasons.
Well, we've loved keeping in touch with Harrison Craig, and my kids adore his new children's book, which has been a really wonderful thing to see him growing into even new areas since then. I'm speaking to Seal. He's got a new album out. It's called Standards. Seal, tell us about the album.
Well, it's a collection of songs and that happen to be in the jazz genre, but they're essentially what they are is they're great songs that are synonymous with all of our lives, whether consciously or subconsciously. They're, you know, songs sung by the likes of Sinatra, Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, to name a few. And
yeah, it sounds like a really fun lot of songs to do live as well.
Well, yes. I mean, they're written in a very different way to how songs are written today. So by saying that, what I mean is they're written for singers. They're written for the voice. And if you are a singer who loves to sing, then yes, it's a lot of fun. It can be a lot of fun because it's always challenging. That's the thing.
Was there any particular song that you really connected with when you were recording this album?
Smile. All of them, but Smile in particular, because I just happen to think it's the, you know, best song I've ever heard.
Okay, so maybe that's the one we'll play in just a moment. You're also headlining Blues Fest next year and touring as well. So how are you feeling about all of that?
I'm really excited, of course, to, you know, an opportunity to come back to Australia. I've had really great memories there, and this should be no different. I'm really looking forward to it.
So you must have spent quite a lot of time in Australia now. What do you most enjoy about the place, and what's the thing that you just cannot get used to that still sort of seems a little bit foreign to you?
What's the thing I most enjoy about the place? The humility and the positivity. And then what was the second part of the question?
And what's the thing that still you have trouble getting used to? Is there anything that kind of still strikes you as a little bit odd or different or hard to adjust to?
The distance. The distance, the actual geographical distance.
Mm, yeah. So you've never thought about staying?
Well, because I can't. My kids live on the other side of the world, literally. That would be the case.
Yes, that's right. I forgot. There's quite a few children, aren't there?
Four, yes.
Yeah, fantastic. That would keep you very busy. All right. Well, thank you so much, Seal, for your time. We're really looking forward to seeing you next year. Headlining Blues Fest is an amazing gig. So looking forward to that. And I hope everything goes really well for you. Thanks so much for your time.
Me too. Thank you. Bye.
All right, we've been talking with Seal. He's headlining Blues Fest next year and doing a tour. The new album is called Standards. Let's have a little listen to it now.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.